The growth of so-called STEM programs, science, technology, engineering, and math, has been a bright spot on the educational landscape that has done much to erase old stereotypes about science. STEM students know that few things can match the excitement of discovery and invention and advanced problem solving, the kind of thinking that kind of education fosters. Amber Imai is an avionics engineer who got her start as an intern with the Akamai Workforce Initiative. She's found something all too rare for young people in Hawaii, a challenging career in science close to home. She's with us in our studio. Good morning, Amber.
Good morning, Chris.
You knew you were going to be working in science from an early age. Why is that?
So my backstory is a little bit, I wanted to go into biomedical engineering because I wanted to help people who are disabled or injured and the people who support them.
Which takes a lot of science, technology, math knowledge, right?
Yeah. So my mother's disabled and has been since I was around 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And she has a neurological disorder, so she's been deteriorating over time. This meant that I wanted to try to help her and help my father as well. Mm-hmm. So that kind of led me into robotics, which got me my first internship at Joint Astronomy Center in Hilo, which then led me to learn about the Akamai program from their final talks that they did at the end of their program.
You started pursuing internships and educational opportunities outside of school from a pretty early age, huh?
Yeah, I started when I was 16. I worked at Joint Astronomy Center for the summer, and that turned into a senior project for my high school career.
Over the course of this time, did you find other kids like you who wanted to sort of follow that path, work in science, and stay in Hawaii?
Yeah, definitely. I've mentored a lot of students. A lot of my friends also are trying to find jobs in the STEM industries, and it's very difficult for them.
But they find them elsewhere, right?
Yeah, so some of my friends work at Sony, Northrop Grumman, Boeing, Microsoft, a lot of the big names, but they're all on the mainland.
And you had the chance to do that too, yeah?
I did. I had a few opportunities to leave Hawaii, but Hawaii is where my heart is, and I really would like to stay in the islands.
You know, when you first think about becoming a scientist, an astronomer, an avionics engineer, the amount of information that you have to accumulate can seem overwhelming, can't it?
It does, but it's a slow accumulation over time, just like anything else.
Mm-hmm. Were you able to adapt to that idea pretty early? It sounds that way.
Yeah, so my father's a technician. When I was little, he worked on pinball machines and jukeboxes, and I got to help him with that. He also worked on computers, small home appliances, and it was a lot of fun to just kind of tinker with him as a child. And growing up, I got to work on cars and those kinds of things, and it was a lot of fun.
You know, I certainly, in my own education, ran into this whole idea that science was anything but fun. But when you understand it, in a way, what could be more enjoyable, right?
Yeah, science is all around us, and it's in our everyday life. And I really enjoy working and learning more about it. And I was very fortunate that a lot of people around me were able to instill in me that science is fun, and it's something that's necessary to learn about.
And if you can get that idea across that it is a source of enjoyment as well as a source of knowledge, you can get a lot of people on board with the whole idea of learning science, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's the reason that robotics is a huge success in the islands, is that robotics gives a goal, a very clear goal, and something to work towards. It's the fun of the competition, and it's like its own sport.
You know, what would you like if you could sort of bring about changes in the world around you, in the world here in Hawaii, to create more opportunities? What are some things that you know, in an ideal world, you might like to see?
I'd love to see more STEM jobs. I'd love to see more research opportunities here in the islands. And I really would like to see a growth in the science community here.
In your own, you do a lot of mentoring, as you said, of local kids. Do you see a lot of that same drive that you have, not only to work in science, but to stay here?
Definitely. A lot of students have family here, family that don't want to leave to go to the mainland and have careers here. So if they leave, that means that they have to come back as a vacation time, but they would prefer to stay here.
And some of them have sort of been forced to follow their careers by going somewhere else.
Yes, because there isn't a whole lot of opportunities for engineering and science here.
How have you managed to do it for yourself?
It's been a lot of hard work. I have been doing summer internships as an undergraduate. Even before that, with Joint Astronomy Center, I worked with the AGMI program for one summer at Joint Astronomy Center, and I really want to work back in the astronomy field because I'm originally from Hilo. But I've also worked with optical engineering, and I've done a lot of small satellite projects.
Do you think it's necessary to make that kind of decision early as far as a course for your life? Because, you know, a lot of kids don't really find a course of action for themselves until they're well into their college years. And, you know, they might go just as far eventually. But is it really kind of essential to make that early decision?
I don't think it's as essential to make the early decision as much as it is essential to do networking. You need to get your foot out there, meet people, meet professionals in the industry so that you have a more fighting chance of staying in Hawaii. There will be people who are on the sidelines rooting for you.
You had mentors pretty early who kind of told you that, right? That you were... That's what you're going to need to do.
Yeah, definitely. One of my biggest mentors has been Art Kimura, who started the robotics programs here, and he started Future Flight Hawaii, which is an outreach program that I now help with.
So you're sort of part of a cycle of getting and giving back, is what it sounds like.
Yeah, I try very hard to give back because growing up in Keaau, as one of the underprivileged people there, it was difficult, and I wouldn't be where I am without a lot of help. I wouldn't be where I am without a lot of people helping me.
Chances are, Amber, people are going to be saying that about you, don't you think?
I hope so, eventually.
I hope so, too. I think it's very possible. Thanks a lot for coming in, Amber. Really good to meet you.
Thank you.
Amber Imai is a 2008 alumna of the Akamai Workforce Initiative, which is a program that directs Hawaii college students toward science and technology careers. She now works as an avionics engineer for the Hawaii Space Flight Lab at UH Manoa, where she designs, fabricates, and tests small satellite components.
Don't wanna be second best, don't wanna status.